Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Secretary of State Alexander Haig, acting, U.S. officials say, in the capacity of honest broker, arrives in Britain today with a formidable assignment, helping to settle, if he can, the increasingly bitter dispute between Britain and Argentina over the Falkland Islands. CBS News diplomatic correspondent Robert Pierpoint in London reports what he'll be doing.
Immediately after he lands in England, Secretary Haig is driving directly to the British Foreign Office for a meeting with Britain's new foreign minister, Francis Pym. An hour later, he's scheduled to move over to number 10 Downing Street for talks with Prime Minister Thatcher that will go on through a working dinner this evening. During this morning's question session in Parliament, Mrs. Thatcher denied that Haig is mediating between Britain and Argentina, a concept the Reagan administration has also carefully avoided so far. Rather, Haig is here and will go to Argentina tomorrow to consult. In other words, to try to learn from each side just how much flexibility there is in the two opposing positions on the Falkland Islands. So far, there does not appear to be much give on the British side, at least, with the defense secretary here having announced a blockade of the Falklands to begin Sunday night. But that appearance may be a bit misleading. While the British seem determined to get the Argentines off the Falklands, they also seem willing to discuss the so-called Hong Kong solution, which would concede sovereignty to Argentina in return for the right for Britain to lease the islands for a given length of time, say 25 years. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, London.
This is Charles Gomez in Buenos Aires. There is a sense of outrage here regarding the announcement made by British Defense Secretary John Knott to Parliament to declare a 200-mile war zone around the Falkland Islands starting on Sunday. After hours of high-level meetings, the Argentine government this morning announced it would set up what it called a theater of operations in the 200-mile jurisdictional waters surrounding the Falkland Islands. The Argentine government stated that Argentine forces would not hesitate to attack any British ships which dared to enter the area. At the same time, officials reacted to the blockade by calling it sensationalistic, adding that Great Britain could not possibly launch such a move because there are only two known British Navy ships near the area at this time. The British action caught many here by surprise and shattered the feeling of optimism over negotiations to settle the Falklands crisis peacefully before the scheduled arrival of the British Armada. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The British are bound to be encouraged by the support they're getting right now in Western Europe, reported from Paris by David Andelman.
Europe has come down largely on Britain's side in the Falkland Islands dispute, and it appears that this pro-British attitude will only be intensifying as the crisis continues. Thus far, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, West Germany, and Austria have banned all arms shipments to Argentina. Only neutral Switzerland, not a member of the European Economic Community, has announced a ban on arms sales to Britain as well. Tomorrow, high-ranking foreign ministry officials from all 10 European Community countries will discuss further economic sanctions against Argentina, as requested by Britain. The British government has asked its European Community partners to discourage their banks from granting fresh loans to Argentina, which needs substantial fresh credits this year to service foreign debts totaling some $34 billion. There have also been behind-the-scenes discussions of banning further export credits and even a full embargo on all Argentine exports to the 10-member European Community. This would be a major economic blow to Argentina, whose fragile economy with over 100% inflation is already tottering. David Andelman, CBS News, Paris.
Because of the Falklands dispute, Britain and Spain have agreed to postpone until June 25th the reopening of the frontier between Spain and the British colony of Gibraltar. It had been scheduled for April 20th when the start of negotiations over Gibraltar's future were to commence. Now those negotiations too have been put off until June 25th. Britain has ruled the rock for 278 years. The rock has long been claimed by Spain.
You're in your Datsun Turbo ZX waiting for the light to turn green. You know the secret of controlling your turbo power is controlling yourself. So while you wait, you let the four-speaker stereo soothe you with sound. The instrument panel glows with information. The turbo boost gauge is at the ready. The quartz digital clock blinks off the seconds. And you wait. You won't snap your Datsun Turbo ZX from 0 to 50 in 6 seconds flat, but you know you could. You won't wind it to its track speed of over 100 miles an hour, but you know you could. And when the light does turn green, you won't flaunt your turbo power. But knowing you could is awesome.
The Falklands dispute is having an effect on President Reagan's brief working vacation in the Caribbean. Neil Strausser reports from Kingston, Jamaica.
The White House intended this trip to underscore the administration's commitment to economic revitalization of the Caribbean and also to provide a few days in the sun for President and Mrs. Reagan. But the long shadow of the Falklands crisis keeps falling over the journey. As a result of a decision made before Mr. Reagan left Washington yesterday, Secretary Haig, who was to be along on this trip, was instead directed to fly to London and Buenos Aires to see if we, said Mr. Reagan, could not bring about a peaceful settlement of this dispute, which he said, I think every country in the world wants. The president volunteered that statement at a picture-taking session with Jamaica's Prime Minister Siaga, when economic topics might have seemed more natural. But Mr. Reagan begging the Prime Minister's pardon because, he said, of the problem on all our minds in the world today. His action could be taken to indicate a sense of urgency. Even though the White House said Haig was not sent because of the forthcoming British announcement of the maritime exclusion area around the Falklands, it also indicated the declaration was no surprise. The president flies on today to an Eastern Caribbean summit on Barbados and some beach time. His schedule calls for him to return to Washington late Sunday afternoon, about 5 hours before the British declaration takes effect. Neil Strausser, CBS News, with the presidential party in Kingston, Jamaica.
The five rightist parties that together won a majority of the vote in last month's Salvadoran elections have issued a statement in San Salvador saying that the moderate Christian Democrats now ruling the country will be included in the next government. The statement makes no reference to President José Napoleón Duarte, but it gives no indication that Duarte will be excluded. Israeli settlers in the Sinai Peninsula are now observing their last Passover in the occupied territory before they leave. Israel's final withdrawal from the Sinai is scheduled for completion late this month. But Bob Fall reports that some of the settlers are still determined to remain.
Residents and friends have gathered for the ritual meal which commemorates the ancient Israelites' exodus from Egypt and release from slavery. But these worshipers are the hardcore who vow not to make the new exodus from this area, which will soon become Egypt. And the theme of this celebration is not fleeing bondage, but preventing it. Their rabbi urges them not to give in, telling them the nation has often been saved by a minority willing to resist. We will be here for years to come, says their chief spokesman in response. With that, they share the unleavened matzah, a reminder of their forefathers' hasty flight, and the salt water, a symbol of their tears. The occasion is festive, but it is also sober, and hinges this year on an agonizing question, whether the new Exodus will help Israel more than the loss of the Sinai will hurt it. Bob Fall, CBS News, Yameet.
Today at the Vatican, Pope John Paul joined 20 cardinals and 1,200 priests in St. Peter's Basilica at the traditional Holy Thursday services of the Roman Catholic Church. The pontiff led all of them in restating their vows of loyalty to the Church.
You won't believe the deal I got.
Sure I will, because right now, the Datsun 210 Sold Rush is on. Your Datsun dealer is rushing to put sold on every Datsun 210 in stock. Two doors, four doors, wagons, all of them.
I got a roomy Datsun 210 wagon. How can I go wrong?
You can't. Not with over 49 cubic feet of cargo space inside, and it's all surrounded by Datsun quality.
I snapped up a sporty Datsun 210 hatchback. Guess what?
It's EPA estimated 30 mpg, 44 highway with 5-speed. Use 30 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less.
Now that's what I call value.
Strike it rich at the Datsun 210 Sold Rush. Get a great deal on the most popular Datsun ever made. Do it today.
Be sure to pick up your free Dodger pocket schedule at your Datsun dealer today.
Oh, no. That exclamation of pain, surprise, or saltier versions thereof, is bound to be the universal reaction today in the Midwest and the Northeast. Still another big post-winter storm is heading their way, with the Northeast still struggling to recover from Tuesday's blizzard. Hugh Crowther of the National Weather Service Severe Storm Center in Kansas City has the depressing details.
The storm system, as of early this morning, is centered over south-central Oklahoma. It's producing snow roughly from South Dakota and Nebraska into the western portions of the Ohio Valley. Winter storm warnings are out for this afternoon and tonight for a large portion of central Illinois, northwestern and west central Indiana and the southwestern half of Ohio. These areas expecting snowfall amounts possibly up to 6 inches. Also, this same storm system is producing rain showers over the lower Mississippi Valley and portions of the southeastern U.S.
Heavy snow began falling in Des Moines yesterday afternoon during the evening rush hour. There was a pileup of 50 cars and trucks on Interstate 80. The mercury fell to 17 degrees below zero at Herman, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, the coldest April day there on record. It was 17 degrees above zero in Newark, New Jersey, and that was the coldest April temperature ever recorded in Newark. The dollar today gained against all of the major foreign currencies, while the British pound lost more than 1 cent. The pound is now trading in London at around $1.75. Gold prices today are slightly lower. The price was fixed in London this morning at $352.50 an ounce. That was down about $2 from yesterday's close in London, but it was up about $2 from yesterday's close in New York.
CBS News, Secretary Haig begins his mission. Good morning, this is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Secretary of State has begun a round of two-hemisphere diplomacy, and Martha Teichner reports from London.
Haig arrived in London on an Air Force plane, saying he had, quote, no American solution in his kit bag for the Falkland Islands crisis. He said he came to try and find a peaceful solution, to do what he could. He stressed that his efforts gave him a chance to work with Great Britain, in his words, America's closest friend and ally. At the same time, he shied away from claiming the role of mediator. Haig and his entourage were met by the chargé d'affaires from the American embassy and British officials. Haig is expected to hold meetings with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and at the Foreign Office, and then leave early tomorrow morning for Buenos Aires to confer with the Argentines. Martha Teichner, CBS News, at Heathrow Airport.
These other developments in the Falklands matter. Argentine diplomats are packing up to leave Britain today, relations severed. Argentina says it will release and repatriate the British Marines seized in the capture of the islands. United Nations Secretary General Cuellar says he stands ready to mediate, but he'll wait to see how the Hague mission turns out. A housewife in Wales has opened her own campaign for the Falklands. Enid Muxworthy picked up the phone, dialed the Buenos Aires number at random, and rendered two choruses of Rule Britannia. I felt better afterwards, she says. At $1.80 a minute, Mrs. Muxworthy says she'll wait to get the bill before resuming her war of nerves. Mr. Muxworthy says that'll be a big relief to Argentina because she has a terrible voice. Now this.
At Ford Motor Company, quality is job one.
There's a spirit at Ford that's really shining through. It's people taking pride in the work they do. From the littlest detail to the grand design. We know at Ford, our future's on the line.
On our line.
Job one is to make the very best car we can. The best quality for our consumers. So we are upgrading everything that we manufacture in this plant. Customers want a good car, and we want to give it to them.
And this dedication is already paying off. Overall, a 48% improvement in quality since 1980, as reported by new car owners. At Ford Motor Company, quality is job one.
Better and better, see what we've done. At Ford, quality is job one.
President and Mrs. Reagan left Jamaica today, bound for Barbados, a meeting with other leaders of the Eastern Caribbean there, and some beach time as the guests of the actress Claudette Colbert. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's decided not to fight a court ruling that said it has no standing in its battle to force aluminum companies to rewire houses using aluminum conduits. Some 1.5 million homes are believed to have aluminum wiring, which the commission claims is a fire hazard. The cost to the aluminum industry has been estimated at $2 to $3 billion. Officials are scanning the skies over Mexico today, hoping that rain may dampen the ash floating around from El Chichonal volcano and thus enable them to begin a massive rescue effort. The polluted skies have prevented helicopters from reaching some 5,000 Mexicans believed trapped in the mountains around the volcano. But there is the chance, the forecasters say, of spring rains beginning tonight, rains which could be life-saving. In this country, another big storm is moving into the Midwest, bringing more snow atop the blizzard that swept through earlier this week.
And more than 1,200 cardinals, bishops, and priests repeated their vows this Holy Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The Pope was present for the observance, later reenacting the Last Supper ritual by washing the feet of a dozen poor men in the Church of St. John Lateran. Now this.
Somewhere in your house you've got something that means the most to you.
Apply 60 years of adhesive experience to the brakes around your house with Duro Super Glue. Super Glue makes it easy to repair most anything in seconds. Duro Super Glue in the tube or glumatic pen from Loctite, makers of Permatex, Loctite, and Duro Fix-It products.
Duro, all the experience you need.
Breakfast is ready, get a moving.
Frozen breakfasts, because a kid like yours deserves something hot and wholesome to start the day, like fluffy pancakes, scrambled eggs and hash browns, or golden French toast, all with sausage.
Pull up a chair, America. Swanson's cooking just for you.
They don't build them like they used to. Ask the demolition crew in Mobile, Alabama. They've been trying to destroy a five-story storage building erected in the mid-30s. Five times since Sunday, they dynamited the place. Still, it stood. Yesterday, they brought out the 2,600-pound wrecking ball. 25 times, a crane swung the ball against the building. The ball was damaged, but finally, two walls of the structure did give way. It will come down, of course, and progress will have its way, but that resistance remains a tribute to the WPA workers of the Depression who put it up there. On Wall Street, after 1 hour, the Dow Industrial average is absolutely unchanged. 16 million shares trading. Reed Collins, CBS News.